so.
That's okay.
Well, that's like,
what's
that?
Totally
fine.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay. Here for the Work Prints, my name is Robert Kajowski, and I'm here with...
I'm Jacob Burgess. I'm the Community Manager and Director of Operations for Usebird Games, the publisher.
And we are talking about Nirvana, which is the newest game from...
Tsukuban Games.
Tsukuban Games. Now, one of my questions is, you had a title before this, which was Valhalla.
Yes.
Where did the influence come from this game? The look, the feel itself?
Well, a lot of it's based on, from my understanding, mm-hmm. Speaking as the publisher, not directly involved in the development, Tsukuban Games, they are the developer.
Yeah.
A lot of it, the look and the feel is, you know, big fan of anime, big fan of mm-hmm. Japanese culture, and especially, like, the style for this game based a lot on the style of the first game, mm-hmm. obviously, because it's set in the same world. Chronologically, Nirvana takes place after mm-hmm. Valhalla, but you don't have to have played the first game mm-hmm. to play
to enjoy
the second
game.
Exactly, absolutely.
I do like the mechanic of fixing drinks, personally, because I think there's a humanistic element to it, especially... You go to any bar, depending contingent on the drink itself, a whole plethora of stories can come out. Different drinks. You could have some people have their demon drinks, like more intense stories come out.
Yep.
You have your more mellow drinks where somebody maybe would open up a little bit more.
Yep.
Was that the intent of this game?
Yes, as far as I understand, mm-hmm. 100% in the conversations that I've had mm-hmm. with Tsukuban, that is definitely one of the intents on this.
And the aesthetic influences, were there a lot of, because it's neo-noir, is there a Blade Runner influence too a little bit to it?
It's a cyberpunk influence.
Cyberpunk,
I'm not going to necessarily say it's Blade Runner. Blade Runner is within the cyberpunk mm-hmm. genre.
Genre, yeah.
This mm-hmm. is in the cyberpunk genre, so okay. I don't want to draw a direct line. Mm-hmm. from Blade Runner to this, mm-hmm. even though Blade Runner is usually when people are like, fucking cyberpunk.
Yeah, of course.
That's it. Fuck mm-hmm. yeah, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Is he a replicant? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that's
but
the thing.
This is cyberpunk.
And that's the thing, like, with cyberpunk, it's like there's so many fucking subgenres and stuff, and so much beautiful things that you can cull out of it. It's not just the one thing.
Right.
And with this game, it's beautiful, by the way. The music's amazing.
Thank you very much.
It definitely sets the mood. Is there, I have to ask, in this game for you, is there one drink that you like to make more than anything else for people?
So it's actually, that is a good question, because in the first one, was set in Glitch City. Mm-hmm. Glitch City is a very, very corrupt city. All of the corruption and bullshit is right on the surface. So when people come in, everything is crap outside.
Yes.
It's cyberpunk. Weird mm-hmm. shit's happening. And you're just finding out the information from people that come into the bar.
Yeah.
Same basic thing for mm-hmm. this game, except this is set in San Luisa, mm-hmm. which is this big resort town.
Yeah.
Everything's glitz and glam, and it looks really nice. Mm-hmm. And you still find out fucked up, but like fucked up shit.
Yeah.
But all of that's kind of in the background, and mm-hmm. you have to like tease the world building and stuff out of mm-hmm. folks because everything is kind of polished and upfront. Like it's really cool.
Yeah.
So to answer your questions about mm-hmm. the drinks, in the first one, it was a bunch of chemicals that you put together and then you made a drink.
Yeah.
In this one, because it is a wealthier city set in the same world, there's actual recipes mm-hmm. and actual alcohol. You can still make some of the chemical stuff, but you actually have like the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't answer your question mm-hmm. without spoiling anything.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. That was long-winded explanation.
Totally fine. Totally understandable.
Spoilers, sweetie.
I do love the fact that they do give you the recipes, too.
Yep.
Like, if you definitely want to make one of these while you're playing it, have at it.
Yes.
That's great. And I like that they have some really traditional, you have your Black Russians, you have your White Russians.
Oh, yeah.
Tequila Sunrise.
Yep.
And that's just a great dynamic.
Yes.
And I do like the fact that in the story itself, they did mention body modifications.
Yep.
They will spare no expense to live that lavish luxury lifestyle, which is great. I think that adds a great added element to the story. That does remind me, especially in the Japanese cinematic culture of body modification, you have Tetsuo the Iron Man and stuff like that. Do you think there was any influence in that as well, taking from that, maybe Akira and stuff like that with just body modification? Not as insane or intense, but just a little bit.
I can say with comfortability mm-hmm. that was an influence in this, yes.
Now, without spoiling anything, Without, and we're going to do this spoiler free.
Okay.
Is there something, because I just played the demo now, it's amazing, people.
Yep.
What might there be like an added element gameplay wise that I have not seen yet?
I really enjoy how you phrase that question.
Mm-hmm.
Because almost no matter what answer I give, mm-hmm. he is going to give something away.
A little bit away.
Yeah, that was very, very clever. I enjoyed that.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to answer that question. That
not
was really good, though.
Thank you.
That
thank
was
you.
Real good.
Thank you.
I've done a lot of these interviews. That was mwah.
Oh,
that was
you.
Fucking choice.
For those of you who can't see it right now, you gave me the chef kiss.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
Oh, man, that was choice.
I will
you're
say.
You're a real son of a bitch. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. I tried.
Good.
That Jersey attitude, we got to have it. We got to have it. But I look forward to playing more of this game down the line. I will recommend it to anybody, especially because I'm a screenwriter and it's very dialogue heavy. And I love games like that.
Awesome.
Games where it does branch off into different areas. Almost kind of like a tree. It just goes off into any area.
Yep.
And you control that.
Yes.
And depending on the answers that you give, you might get a different answer next time, depending on the drink that you get.
Yeah, yep.
Which
instead
is
of dialogue
amazing.
Choices, it's mm-hmm. what drinks you make.
So, yeah. Thank you for talking with me.
It's my pleasure. This
has
cool.
been great. So, your name again?
Jacob Burgess.
Jacob Burgess.
Yep, the community manager and director of operations for Yisburg Games.
Okay.
The publisher of Sukaban Games.
Yes.
Nirvana.
Yes, Nirvana.
Cyberpunk Bartender Action.
Check it out, people.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you, too. Love you, too.